Well, hello again. That was MFP and a side project of MFP that just played.
Touch ourselves.
Touch yourself. If you want to or consent to it. And an MFP, and they drove up from Binghamton, New York. And we've been playing shows together all weekend, and this is our last one. They're driving home after the show. And yeah, so we are, this is Richard Laviolette and his Hall of Hooves. And this song is called Figure Eight. And it was kind of the, it's kind of like a breakup song that I wrote like a year and a bit after I broke up with the, probably 2 years actually, after I broke up with the individual. And then kind of like relating those feelings to just like feeling like you don't share the same language or perspective with this other person, and you're, everything you say and each word that that other person hears, they interpret as something totally other than what you had ever intended it to mean. So
thank you. There's a noose around my neck, tied like a figure eight, with the other end tied to the garbage I have made. Now I run around in circles with the hopes of getting free, but that rope keeps getting tighter and I end up in a heap. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Common topic we're working. I'm still working on being able to tune and look at the tuning pedal and talk. Here we go.
Can you talk what I think about what you're doing?
No, that's the difficult part. Oh, too sharp. Still working on it.
It's my favorite song.
Yeah, I think I only need to tune those ones. The great thing about going from figure eight into the bucket song is that I don't have to retune my guitar. On bucket song, I only use the top three strings on my guitar. And so the top three strings from Bucket Song share the same tuning as the top three strings from Figure Eight, except for the capo, of course, which will just slip onto old number two there.
Thank you. fill the bucket up with water when it's falling apart. So we throw the bucket and don't hold water if it don't hold water, it ain't no good. Throw the bucket and don't hold water if it don't hold water, it ain't no raping their land.
Okay, so now the lack of tuning that I did in song number two, I have to make up for here. So this next song is in standard tuning.
How is that different from the last one?
Well, again, the last one was kind of leftover from the first song that was in open D tuning.
Okay.
And so I can use like the DAD of the open D tuning to play the last song that I did, but now we need to be using some proper chords. So bear with me for a moment. So hopefully this next song warms you up a bit. It's kind of about loving yourself and feeling comfortable loving those you choose to love and having them love you back in a very consensual and agreed upon way.
I love Jeff Woods.
Um,
exactly.
Yeah. Hold on.
But I guess it's also about like being able to be into what you're into, you know, if it's okay with everyone else that, you know, you're being into it with. And so, you know, whether that's the outfit you have on, you know, like how you're wearing your hair, or like how you wear like those, like the strap on, or like
or clip on.
Or clip on. So
I'll tell you, Waterloo.
Last one. Come on. Okay. One sec. There we go. Okay. It's your body and your love. It's your body and your love. It's your body and your love. After, despite what your poets gave you your first line, despite what tools you work with, despite what you bring to the table, as long as you both know the plot line, despite what I look like, despite what I wear and what that looks like, despite what I do with my hair, despite who I
sleep with. Spider-Man, we define fucking. As long as we're clear on the details. It's your body and your love. 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 It's your body and your love.
Thank you. So what I've been doing on this next song recently is changing the pickups on the guitar from right at the back there where you get a much more trebly sound out of your strings, kind of just push it up front and kind of get this nice warm sound that kind of is really good for kind of like notes or maybe two notes together that kind of harmonize in maybe fourth or fifth kind of, you know. So... This is I don't even know, it's called the media song. It's kind of an, sometimes I'm more obvious than I'd like to be, and sometimes when I'm trying to be obvious and clear, people don't know what I'm talking about. And so this one is kind of just about like media outlets like in our communities and how in Canada, most of the newspapers and like stuff that you are reading on the internet is owned by one or two companies, and just like if you go to even like any like small community news, they're kind of like based on this like template, and the news that they report and include on like in their newspapers and on the internet is kind of monitored by people kind of higher up. And then just thinking about like people who generally get reported in the news and who has access to the media and kind of how that's connected to money, oil, and politics.
In only 2 minutes.
Just building it up for the record. Lip sync, you just open your mouth for the record. Who we choose to write about, the time we spend on white men, the number of stations that support the war. Faces on television. The people in oil are the people in office. Are the faces on television. Who we choose to write about, the time we spend on white men, number of stations that support the war.
Thank you.
This next song is kind of an overdue tune about youth shelter and like drop-in center that got shut down in Guelph, not this past summer, but the one before, where it was called Change Now, and where the board decided to close down the shelter without telling any of the youth who were staying there or any of the employers who were working there until the morning of, and then just like brought some cops in and escorted everyone out of the building and still has not told anyone why. And there still are, yeah, anyway, that's enough for now.
Shine.
are simply moving on. You are the landlords in town. It's a quasi fiction party. Close it without a sound. Can you close it without a sound? You close it without a sound.
One last song, and yeah, we'll take this opportunity to tune. This is a dancing song, and I know some people kind of get inspired to throw down some moves when they listen to this song. Yeah. But yeah, General J. Amherst was this general at Fort Pitt, which I guess is where the present Pittsburgh is, and he operated the fort there and kind of looked over things. And at the time, there was a lot of settlers who were moving west, and so there was a lot more efforts being made by the military at the time to kill indigenous people. Yay. And In 1763, there was the royal proclamation that was made by the crown, and that decided that no one should settle west of the Appalachian Mountains, which, if you look at the map, is like about a quarter of the way in from the right-hand side. Depending on what your right hand and left hand is.
That's fair.
Okay. Oh, wait. Wait, what do you have for a D? Thank you. We're going to try one more song. And because of how inspiring your dance moves just were, we're going to play a song called Stop Dancing. Even though I told you to. What? Start dancing? Floor dancing? Floor dancing. Yeah. It'll be, it's like half a step down. Or wait, maybe not. Yeah, I think so.
The G is still G, right?
I think so, yeah.
Let me know what that is. Thank you.
Yeah.
you. And thanks to MFP. May they have a safe drive back to Binghamton this evening. And thank you to Jeff and Household for letting us all hang out here. And obviously, this is really cool. Thanks for coming out. Yeah, have a lovely evening.